This is WSIU In Focus. I'm Kevin Boucher. So far, we've had a very wet spring. Flooded roads, flooded farm fields, and grass that just seems to laugh at our lawnmowers as we try to keep up with the yard work. And while for some people this is a nuisance, for those who pay their bills by using the soil, it's a strong concern. And I recently sat down with Nathan Johanning at his office in Murfreesboro at the U of I Extension Center there. Nathan works as an extension educator in local foods and small farms. And I began by asking a question that many people are probably talking about around the water cooler. How does this spring planting season compare to last year?
Well, Kevin, overall, this season has been abnormally wet and also somewhat cooler than what we've had in previous years. Last year, we started off cool, and then all of a sudden, about this time or a little earlier, things turned off really warm, and it looks like we may be in that same pattern for this season. So, you know, really, we haven't had that many days in the 80s, at least here as of mid-May. So, but I think we have that some coming in store, according to the forecast. But, you know, really, the biggest headline is how wet it is. You know, a lot of our growers and commercial crops, you know, don't have hardly anything planted, which sometimes there's always some lag, but the thought that there's just, you know, maybe less than 10% of especially corn acres, and I haven't heard of hardly any soybeans at all planted, being it's already, you know, mid-May, that's something that definitely has growers a little bit concerned. Not a lot we can do about it, but certainly, you know, we like to be planting, you know, we think, you know, mid-April to hopefully start some early plantings, and then certainly by late April and into May that we'll, things are well underway. So hopefully the weather pattern will shift a little bit and give us some extended durations of some drier weather to help the soil dry out.
Sure. Normally, wow, by this time, an average spring, could I say that maybe 50% of corn and 50% of soybeans is planted? Again, just a ballpark estimate.
Sure, I would say that would be roughly fair. I don't have those specific statistics, but certainly planting is well underway. There's some years we could even be, you know, well over to the majority of corn would be planted ideally. Certainly soybeans, there would still be soybean planting under the way, but certainly the fact that we're significantly behind that, probably some of the latest overall planting conditions I've seen in the last few years for sure.
I have heard that sometimes if they don't have enough days for corn, that soybeans don't take as long a day to mature. Is that true?
There's some different maturity aspects and things to consider. Usually, at least in southern Illinois, especially through the first part of June, if they have to, growers will still plant corn. There's some aspects of their crop rotation, especially between corn and soybeans, they try to preserve. One thing that some growers will do occasionally is substitute on really late planting times. Grain sorghum, or also known as milo, is another a grass crop that some growers will utilize as maybe a substitute for corn. That's a little more drought and heat tolerant and does well later in plantings. However, the opportunities for marketing that are a lot more limited.
Switching now from farms, from people that grow on hundreds or thousands of acres to the home gardeners, what are some of the issues to the small backyard gardeners?
Sure. Excessive moisture can be problematic. Farming and gardening, whether it be large or small, whether you have 500 plants or five. Some things to consider with that. On your small scale, if you happen to have raised beds, that can be a big benefit to you. I know we have some raised beds here at our office that we've amended with some compost and things that can be very beneficial to help you get things out. So if you don't happen to have the opportunity for that, even sometimes making a small ridge to plant, say, tomatoes on, or even just a small hill or mound and putting a plant on, just by doing that, you elevate the soil enough that you give a little bit extra drainage right around those feeder roots.
Any parting thoughts or just any optimistic thoughts you would like to say to the farmers and the gardeners, Nathan?
history would say sooner or later the weather will shift and we will be in some more summer-like weather. Hopefully we don't get any extremes to the other direction from the wet we have now. That could be equally problematic. But for whether it be a farmer or especially home gardener, I think some patience is probably your biggest friend in this. Even though we would all love to have our tomatoes out and growing, with some time, hopefully we will get them out and still have plenty of time to have a good growing season for all.
That was U of I Extension educator Nathan Johanning talking about the impact of this year's wet, cool spring. Oh, and by the way, the 2019 Southern Illinois Summer Twilight Series starts on Monday, May the 20th at Double Star Farms in Benton. To learn more, see our website. For WSIU In Focus, I'm Kevin Boucher.